This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen, baby.
He aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
So I was fighting the globalists again. I'm not trying to get out of this alive. Nobody does. I'm not trying to win in your system. Your system's false. It's artificial. It's a disease, and I'm trying to remove it off of our face. Now, that said, we were told by sources at the bombing site involved with it directly that it was a pressure bomb, all three bombs in Austin, going back Monday through last week, that killed one woman and injured three others, unfortunately, were very, very simple pressure bombs that when you move them, they go off. Oh, look, it's breaking. Fox News, Austin package bombs, probably pretty simple. Components can lead cops to the suspect, experts say. So you get tomorrow's news today. And they go into that. So I don't know why they don't just tell people the type of bomb it is. I know the people involved on the ground think the public should be knowing this. Because the bombs are constructed on the site. You can't move them. So there you go. So I'd tell you all that. It's like I told you, they're going to say you got to upload your brain to a computer, but you can't do it unless you kill yourself. That's Dale. What was that about 5 years ago? There it is right there in the news today. The whole Russian thing is going to hell in a handbasket. Trump has sent U.S. troops in to back Western Ukrainians fighting the Russian Eastern Ukrainians. Historically, that's the birthplace of Russia. Is there in that whole area of Eastern Ukraine. And Trump says, looks like Russians were behind spy poisoning. Why would you do that to some spy that had been there over a decade and then just nerve gas him and his daughter while they're on a park bench? And then the Russians are saying it's absurd, and so is George Galloway, that Russia would leave its signature on the crime. It's ridiculous. But a whole new giant Cold War to be launched off this because they just kept bullying Trump, saying, you're a Russian agent. And we don't have war with Russia, basically. So now we can't have the resources. We can't work with Russia. Trying to stop it. Radical Islam. Russia becoming westernized, modernized, Christianized. Because it always was Christian before. Coming out of the long gang rape of the left had over them. And now Trump administration sanctions Putin chief, other Russians over 2016 election hacking. I mentioned this video. So let me play this now. We got some guests coming up. Historian. Leading historian, Silicon Valley will decide future election winners unless conservatives do something. And again, the Republicans have found thousands of flip votes from the Republican in Pennsylvania in the congressional special election to the Democrat. It's always that way, isn't it? The Democrats openly say they have illegal aliens voting and people voting in the name of dead people. But that's okay. That's okay. Because Hillary knows best. After all, she said she hates flyover country and hates the middle of America. But that's okay. We'll play that clip coming up as well. Here is what the historian had to say.
Nothing. The midterms are going to be worse than you already think. A lot worse. Because never again will the network platforms in Silicon Valley allow conservative candidates to use them as Donald Trump's campaign used them in 2016. The sound of heads exploding on November the 9th, 2016 was deafening in Northern California. They couldn't believe that Facebook advertising had been so vital to Trump's success, which it was. I don't think he would have become president without Facebook. As people think more and more about this, they will, I think, begin to grasp the power of the platforms. I think the Russia issue is a distraction from the real question, which is the power in our politics of Facebook, YouTube, and the rest. So we've got to come up with a better answer than self-regulation, because self-regulation, I think, means disaster for conservatives. Yeah. Conservatives are simply going to be at a disadvantage. The algorithm is already in some ways skewed against far-right elements, for sure.
They're banning mainline Republican congresswomen from putting their campaign ads on their own Twitter. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now well into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast. Bill Mitchell, syndicated radio TV host, one of the dominant conservative forces, still able to get millions of views a day on Twitter. I want to ask him how he's able to do that, because they have just absolutely shadow banned us. I know they've been doing it to him. He is just always has amazing interviews every day. He is joining us for much of this hour. I tend to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour as well. Your Voice America TV. I wanted to get him on about the massive censorship that's intensifying. If you just joined us, I'm going to play the clip again because it's so important. Leading historian, Silicon Valley will decide future election winners unless conservatives do something. We've also got Trump. Just going with what the British say, that they think Putin killed this defector that defected over a decade ago, and it's launching a whole new Cold War. And again, I know Trump comes out and says, you know, he's going to go for DACA, and then they bring something unreasonable, and then they get nothing. And I get, you know, we get armed teachers, and then, you know, they ban bump stocks that nobody even uses. I know Trump's a good guy. And you know, Bill Mitchell's known as the guy that just says, I trust Trump. He's been for him from the beginning, so have I. My gut tells me Trump's good. But this Russia thing, we know it's a canard. We know it's a red herring. I want to get into that with him. Meanwhile, Mueller, this is the Sacramento Bee, okay? Mueller witnesses convicted pedophile with shadowy past. We're going to talk about that. It just goes on and on and on and on. And so I'm trying to understand how we make a big enough noise, because from folks I know that know the president, and I know him as well, you got to sometimes be critical to get his attention. I mean, I've talked to the president before when I go, emergency message to the president. You're too nice during the first debate. You got to attack or you're going to lose. And then I talked to him. And he said, I saw your message. Same thing on election fraud. So now more and more he's getting back to also looking at alternative media, libertarian media. They had him blocked from that for a while. He's culling the herd up there of more establishment Republicans. They're saying General Kelly's up next. We got Tillerson gone. We've got his adjunct gone. So we're going to cover all those little nodes of information. The latest on Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels' lawyer says women are considering legal case against Trump. It's all consensual. So you can have, you know, Jerry Epstein flying around on Alita Express with Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein with little girls. That's okay. But if decades ago, you know, you went out with good-looking women or whatever, you know, this is the end of the world. Because in this whole leftist world, regular heterosexual families and sex is the no-no. Look at it. I mean, it's attacked like it's pedophilia or something. Like, oh, my gosh, you know, my gosh, 20 years ago, Trump's wife was, you know, in a scantily clad photo shoot. Oh, my gosh, he's a devil. It's like the left are weird, neurotic Puritans about men and women. And Trump's never been a hypocrite about this. So never any abuse, never any of that. None of that's even alleged by any of these people. So we're talking to Bill Mitchell about that as well. So I just threw out a cornucopia of things there. What do you want to dive into first? Or throw me a curveball if it's something else you want to hit. What do you want to hit first?
Oh, sorry. Okay. I wasn't aware that I was on camera. That I appreciate that. Well, it's your show, Alex. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
No, but I kind of like throwing out a bunch of topics and then asking you if you think there's one more important to go with first.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about censorship, because you and I are both facing this. You know, it's kind of, it's on the one hand, you know, if you live in the bear's cave, don't be surprised if you wake up one day and you're bear food, you know. And right now, we are conservative voices. And we're living in the liberal bear cave. Liberals hold the keys of the castle door as far as social media. They have Twitter. They have Facebook. They have YouTube. They have all these different things out of Silicon Valley. And we are playing on their playground. And we've been remarkably effective. I do not believe that Donald Trump could have been elected president prior to the days of high-speed cable, where you could have streaming video, Twitter, Facebook, all these different things. So, on the one hand, I'm very glad they've given this opportunity. I've spoken personally over Twitter to the CEO of Twitter and thanked him for giving me this opportunity. I said, I know you don't agree with my political viewpoint, but thank you for giving me this opportunity. However, lately, they have, and have you seen this as well, they've dramatically increased their efforts to shadow ban us, to censor us. And I think this is going to have an unintended consequence for us, because really, by shadow banning us and censoring us, I don't think they're really dramatically decreasing our message, but the way that they are doing by denying us our First Amendment rights is driving independents, which are the middle voters of the country, into Trump's arms, back into our arms. They're turning off more people with what they're doing for their cause than they are keeping people from being motivated by our speech on our side. So, but I've had the same shadow banning thing that you have on Twitter. I get about, my Twitter feed gets about 5 million hits a day. I've got about 340,000 followers. But what I found in just the past month, Alex, is that I've had to, in order to maintain my impression count, about 5 million a day, I have had to double my tweet count.
I was about to say, it's like treading water. We have ended up reaching more people this year than even last year and on, because we work even harder. And it is forcing us to put up more TV satellites, get on more radio stations, more traditional media. It's forcing us to branch out. So it's almost like they're trying to take our message and seal it. But instead, it just squishes out and then goes into other areas. And I do think it's forcing us to evolve in a good way and making listeners and viewers come to our sites, start their own sites, and really value this more, because they know they're trying to censor ahead of the midterms. And it also then also illustrates just how authoritarian and tyrannical the globalists and the leftists really are.
Right. This is one thing that I've noticed that Donald Trump has done that's very brilliant. He's done this on gun control, on DACA, on all these different things. Is that typically what will happen when you have a Republican president is they'll run far right on everything. Okay. And, you know, you don't need to secure the far right base. We've already got that pretty much locked up. They have nowhere else to go. Okay. But they run to the far right. And what the Democrats do is what they did in Pennsylvania 18. They run to the middle. They run to the middle and they govern to the left. You know, if anybody thinks that Mr. Lamb is going to go to Congress and stand up against Nancy Pelosi, they need to find a new hobby, because they don't understand politics. That's not going to happen. But here's what Donald Trump has done quite brilliantly. On these major issues, he's run to the middle. He's staked out the middle before the Democrats get a chance to get there. And because they have to, by their nature, disagree with him and oppose him and resist him, they have moved further and further and further.
He makes them show their real colors. And that's what I was told by Ted Nugent, who's recently talked to the president and others, that is the plan.
Yeah, and you can tell us, yeah. And so this is what's going to happen going forward. And this is why Lamb in Pennsylvania, you know, Lamb in Pennsylvania could get away with what he got away with because it was just a, you know, a district race in a special election, okay? It basically came down to a Miss Congeniality contest, and the prettier guy won, okay? So he was able to do that in a special election. But in the general election on November 6th, they're not going to be able to do that, where you're going to have congressional races all over the country where the Democrats are running against the Pelosi-Schumer agenda. They can't do that. You know, that would just destroy their entire base. And so I think that what we're going to do is have a situation where they have to run to the left in November, and they're going to lose. They're not going to be able to fool people that they're in the middle, because they're not. They never have been. They never will be.
You know, I think you're right overall. And I just think it's critical that Trump then, through surrogates and through patriots, get that message out so the base understands, listen, the globalists hate him for a reason. He's not compromising. Look at, he's doing basically everything he said he'd do. It just takes time, and people shouldn't want instant gratification. We know how good Trump is because of how the bad guys hate him.
Yeah, I tell you what, Trump, to me, in his first year, decided to go Lincoln. He chose a cabinet of rivals. Why would he do that? Why would he have guys like Cohen? Why would he have known globalists as his chief economic advisor? Well,
keep your enemies close.
Right. Well, here's the thing. He's new to the job. He knows that who's his biggest enemy? The globalists, because he's a nationalist. The globalists are his biggest enemy. So who better to have as an economic advisor who is a guy literally who is a spy inside the globalist camp telling Trump what the globalists are really thinking?
And then when he was done with him in a year, he says, yeah, he's a globalist. I'm throwing him out. And now,
right.
What do you make of this big reorganization when we come back with Bill Mitchell of Your Voice, America.TV? By the way, he's got the best Skype connection I've ever seen. I mean, you can't really see this on TV, I don't think, but in the room with me right now, it's like there's a giant 3-foot-tall head of him. It's actually kind of frightening in a way, because it looks like I can touch his nose right there. This is crazy. We'll be right back with Bill Mitchell. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. We're in an info war.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You are either with the Republic or against it. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Bill Mitchell is riding shotgun with us, a great political analyst. Millions and millions of folks follow his great work. And we're covering the waterfront here today. This just broke. FBI disciplinary office recommends firing former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And then it goes into the fact that he basically misled investigations and covered up what was going on. This is just huge. And again, this just broke. Andrew McCabe in July, when he was still acting FBI director, the FBI office that handles employees' discipline and recommended firing the Bureau's former deputy director over allegations that he authorized the disclosure of sensitive information to a reporter and misled investigators when he was asked about it, leaving Attorney General Jeff Sessions to decide whether he should fire veteran official just 4 days before his expected retirement date. People familiar with the matter said, this is huge. We already knew this from the congressional hearings, but they didn't want to give us classified info. They would say, I wonder if we're going to find out, Jim Jordan and others would say, that this happened. Well, of course, he ran the whole fake PP gate operation. He ran the people under him. He sent the money over. His wife got money from Hillary. He sent the money to pay for the fake dossier. Then he covered it up. Then he told the president he was fighting it and lied to him and then leaked to the press. And all this is coming out. This is incredible, Bill Mitchell.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've been a little bit different in my opinion on my show on this whole Mueller thing, the whole thing with Sessions and so on and so forth. We've held, and this is really outside the mainstream, but we still hold this position that this entire thing has actually been a very elaborate, very secretive sting operation to out deep state and indict Hillary and maybe even Barack Obama. You know, I've been a businessman for 30 years. And I always judge a person's motives by their results. You know, if somebody's telling me one thing, but they're getting something else, I think, you know, something else is going on here. So we see that Mueller has come in, okay, and this is pretty much his last rodeo on the big national stage, right? So he comes in, and he points the most partisan group of lawyers you'd ever seen. Now, if he wanted to come across as a nonpartisan, even-handed guy, why would he do that? It seems very odd to me. Also, Sessions, who was one of the most effective senators and most beloved senators, all of a sudden becomes the attorney general, and he hides, and he seems weak. It's also out of character.
Sure, that's so when they pounce on him, it looks very legitimate. And I didn't believe this 6 months ago when SG Silver Bull and all those guys were saying it. But more and more, once these new indictments came out, and a bunch of it's about Democrats and stuff, it starts to add credence to that.
The results. Yeah, the results. We're saying, so who's in trouble now? What's happened as a result? What has happened to Donald Trump? Step back. What has happened to Donald Trump as a result of the Russian investigation? He's been exonerated. You know, they had never had a special prosecutor. This would hang over his head like the sword of Damocles for the next 8 years. Okay? But he's been exonerated on Russia completely. I mean, he has had a year-long colonoscopy and come up absolutely clean on this thing. Okay? But deep state's in trouble. Deep state's being exposed. We never would have heard about these text messages and all this other stuff if it wasn't for Mueller's investigation. So on a basis of results, we're seeing this come out. And then you'll hear that people, even in very inside Trump's circle, say, oh, no, no, no. He's really angry at Sessions. He's really mad at these things. I'm like, well, if this was a sting and you know your White House was leaking like a sieve, wouldn't you try to give everybody that impression? Wouldn't you try to set that up? So I think when all this is said and done, that Jeff Sessions deserves an Academy Award for the best role as a reluctant warrior in the history of Earth. And I think that come maybe the middle of this year, when it's most useful for the midterms, he's going to start to put the hammer down on these guys.
Well, I'll tell you one reason this narrative is important, whether it was accurate in the beginning or not. If Mueller wants to stop being a traitor and stop covering up for the Clintons and their crimes like he did and like Comey did, I know he has a good military record and all that, but I mean, they covered up for bad stuff. This gives him a chance to roll over and look like he was always doing the right thing. And I agree, though, that Trump, this has given him the ability to smoke out all these other criminals. And that's the way it's going, because Hillary blamed him for Russia because she was involved with Russia. So one way or the other, it's turning out that way. So how do you predict this is going to end, and what's your timeline?
I'm just guessing on the timeline. I'm just going with my gut on this. I think sometime in the summer and the run up to the midterms, that's when we're going to start to see indictments come down on these people. So we'll see how it goes on that. Here's the thing. It's all about the timing. You don't want to be like the football team that's playing your best football in the 12th week of the season, and then you fade by the playoffs. You want to peak right at the right time. And I think that the usefulness of these things, of an indictment of Hillary and all these guys, the biggest political usefulness is that the base wants to feel like when they voted for Trump, it made a difference. It made a difference. And if we can get these indictments and carry these into the midterms and get justice, because you know we'll probably spend a week in some minimum security prison and then clutch your chest and get out on some medical leave or something like that. So I'm not thinking she's going to spend life in prison or anything. But the political upside is that if the base feels like they got justice, that is a huge, huge.
No, you're absolutely right. That would mean an even bigger sweep and keep the trifecta of the legislative, the executive, and the judicial in place and really restore the Republic. And my Pentagon sources and others that we know helped win the election for the American people because they were aware that we were going under Chinese control, globalist control fully. They were going to end free speech. You still got the Hillary group trying to finish their old plan as if she never lost, Madam President. But it's two conflicting worldviews. And if you look at how Trump is obsessed with building the wall, cutting the taxes, doing the things he said he would do, then if he said, yeah, you need to go to prison, we're going to lock you up, that means that's what is being angled for Bill Mitchell. But how do you think the empire will strike back? How do you think the deep state will strike back? Or are they so hubris-filled they haven't figured out what's closing in on them yet?
I think that one of the, you know, anytime you have a sting, you want to get people inside the other team's operation and make them think they're your friend. And the media spent so much time praising Jeff Sessions. Oh, that's a great guy, blah, blah, you know, he's standing up against Trump, all this stuff. So when Jeff flips on him, they're going to look very, very foolish coming out suddenly against him after praising him so much. Or if Mueller goes against Hillary and those guys, they're going to have a hard time attacking him. But I've always thought that the key in this whole thing is Comey. And the Mueller may have been chosen because he's the one guy who could flip Comey because Comey trusts him. Okay? So there were a lot of things in Comey's testimony that were really head-scratching moments where, you know, he's just giving that testimony and he's suddenly offering all this information that nobody even asked him about.
Sure, and he comes out and admits that he was the leaker.
Right. Why would he do that? You know, any lawyer would be, you know, throwing his shoe at the TV set. It's like, shut up.
Well, sure. And remember how he covered up for Hillary, but then he exposed it and brought it back out days before the election.
Right. And then we learned that Mueller actually coached him before that. So that's what makes me think that something's going on here. There's a sting going on here. Now, how will the deep state react? I think that by taking so long in this, I think that Jeff Sessions is putting together an ironclad case. So
no, I get it. And waiting so it's fresh in the midterms. I know you've been saying this for a year, and others have. I don't know who was the progenitor of this, but I got to tell you, more and more, it's looking like it could be real.
Yeah, it could be.
Are you the progenitor of this theory?
You know, I mean, let me put it this way. I didn't come up with this because I read it somewhere else. So for, in my mind, I'm the progenitor of it, but I know other people have been thinking this as well. So I don't want to say that I was the first one and then somebody goes back and does a Twitter search and somebody else said something.
Sure, the point is this is, well, regardless, this thing blew up in Hillary's face. This whole Russiagate thing is now an albatross around their neck. We'll be back with Bill Mitchell. We'll talk more about censorship, how do we fight it, the Russia situation, and more.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, Blast. broadcasting out on over 200 radio stations, now over 100 UHF, VHF, and cable. And, of course, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, the free audio and free video feeds, and a lot more. It is an act of resistance when you tell neighbors, friends, family, community, your email list, your Facebook, your Twitter about the broadcast. And, hey, one of the most censored, one of the most attacked organizations out there. And I want to get into that in a moment, because Bill Mitchell is a smart guy. I've been watching him for years, but more and more in the morning and stuff, and when the shows are on or when I get home at night, I watch it, because it seems really optimistic. But Trump is optimistic, and when you get how Trump operates, he has a formula. I think Bill Mitchell is a lot more right than he is wrong, and I've been kind of coming around. I mean, I already liked 90% of what he was saying when I was watching him a year ago, but now I'm coming around, but I think he's dead on. At least from Trump's perspective and how Trump's philosophy. It doesn't mean Trump will get it all done or everything's going to execute perfectly. Yourvoice.tv. And yes, of course, we're going to go back to him here in just a moment. Now, of course, this broke yesterday that they want disciplinary action on McCabe, but now they've had press conferences. Now they've talked about why, and they're saying specifically he misled, he covered up, he lied, he leaked, which is criminal. So finishing up, with FBI disciplinary office recommends firing former deputy director. That's yesterday's news. But today's is, I should have been clear earlier, is that they're saying he specifically lied to the head of the Justice Department, that he lied to the director, and he did all sorts of stuff. So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff you go to jail. And we also have the Inspector General Horowitz of the Justice Department, you know, saying, again, first we fire him, and then we need to look at criminal charges. So this is really, 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 really hardcore. McCabe is now pleading a case at the Justice Department. IG could soon release explosive report on FBI's Clinton probe as Sessions weighs firing McCabe. This is going to unravel the entire operation in the FBI, not just creating the Fusion GPS dossier, but also the cover-up for Abedin and Wiener and all the weird stuff they were doing, setting people up, obviously, with sex parties is what I've gotten from the FBI and state police in New York and New Jersey. I mean, this, it looks like Trump's delivering again, finally, just like Bill Mitchell said. Mitchell, and is it S.G. Bull? He's like the silver guy. It was the first guy I saw talking about this about a year ago. And then I saw Mitchell basically seeing the same thing. It's not about who said it first. I'm just saying, I was like, that's too optimistic. Come on. That's just so elaborate. But I know it's this, at least. They found all the stuff on the Clintons. We know they covered it up. Trump's clean, so is Mueller going to flip back now to save his ass, knowing he can't get a prosecution of Trump and knowing there's nothing there? That is guaranteed. The question is, from the beginning, was Mueller really a good guy or a bad guy? I think pretty bad overall, because I protected the Clintons and others. But who knows? We'll get our guest take on that right now, but this is an incredible time to be alive. So what do you make of where this is going?
Yeah, this is an amazing time to be alive. I tell you what, in the future, when they have time travel, they'll have to pay extra to come back to this time and see the moment in history when America stepped back from the brink. I mean, after 8 years of Obama, we were Thelma and Louise time, going over the cliff. And, you know, I just, by the hand of Providence, I think that Donald Trump was able to pull this out. I mean, think about this, that he had the entire media against him. He had the entire DNC against him, half his own party against him, and yet somehow we still prevailed, and we didn't eke by an electoral vote or two. We won big. We broke down the blue wall up in the Rust Belt, and right now with Trump's trade ideas and his tariff ideas, he's solidifying those gains up there in the Rust Belt in the blue wall. So yeah, and I tell you what, the Democrats can't win Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio in the future. They're never going to be president again. They're not going to be president again. So Trump is being strategic, and this is what he always does. The problem that we have in politics is we're accustomed to most media people and most politicians being linear thinkers. They live by only the next news cycle. Donald Trump understands, for instance, that nobody votes again for him for 3 years. That means he has time to make the bold moves now, the risky moves now, so that 3 years from now he will be able to run on the results of the moves that he made now. He doesn't care if his poll numbers go down because
he's a counterpuncher. He's a counterpuncher. He wouldn't put Hillary in prison until she tried to put him in prison. Now she deserves it. It's fair game. He is trying to move to put her in prison.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I think the real benefit of prosecuting Hillary. There are a lot of, 90% of the benefit in prosecuting Hillary is just prosecuting Hillary. That the base is hungry for their Shakespearean pound of flesh on this thing. Okay, they want justice. They want fairness. You know, I tell you, it's the same reason why the Republican base hates illegal immigration. Not just because you know these people are coming here illegally and committing crimes and that sort
of thing. And then getting free tuition and bitching and complaining and committing crimes.
It's like standing in line at Disneyland at Magic Mountain for 2 hours, and you finally get to the front, and they open the side door and let a bunch of people out and get in front of you that didn't wait at all. It violates America's sense of fairness, sense of justice. And it's funny, the social justice warriors, you know, the fairness people on the left don't seem to, it doesn't bother them at all.
Let me ask you this, then. I think we have come back from the brink, and I think we've now turned the tide in their counteroffensive. If we recognize the massive censorship, we'll cover next segment, and your ideas about a counter and what we should do. But, again, Bill Mitchell joins us here. Listen to the Alex Jones show, if you're listening on radio. You look at Hillary, and you look at all these people bad-mouthing the Midwest, bad-mouthing saying the rest of the country doesn't matter, only the East and West Coast. You know, we don't have the GDP, blah, 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 because they cut it off artificially through NAFTA, GATT, and globalism. And you really see their hatred for flyover country and bitter clingers. And then you see her own former campaign manager coming out against her. You see Joy Behar apologizing to the vice president. I'm seeing signs that they're trying to pull back now and realize they've had their asses handed to them. What do you think?
Yeah, the Clinton brand is broken. The Clinton brand is broken. Hillary Clinton only had influence as long as she could offer the potential for power out of the White House. Once that has ended, her influence has ended, and they're just sort of putting her out to pasture right now. We've already heard the news that the Democrats are going to run away from Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was their always go-to savior guy. They're going to run away from Bill Clinton in the future. And once again, you look at something like PA-18, folks, it's not representative of what's going to happen in the midterms, because you had a young, fresh-faced Marine basically run mostly on the Trump agenda or on very much Democrat light on the other
exactly.
side.
Exactly. They had to go in there as infiltrators and basically act like they were patriots to get in, and there was some election fraud. But let me bring this up then, since you mentioned it. Everybody go to break talking about censorship. The top brains I've talked to, NDC, you name it, said they're going to move against Silicon Valley. All of it, they already are, the censorship. But that this is all just death throes or like people throwing a fit. And that's why they have Georgetown suing me, and my lawyers say it's not even a real suit. It'll be thrown out. And my lawyers don't just tell me that, by the way, because we've had some suits they say have some teeth. That's what's crazy is that it's all insane, and it really is. I talked to four different top lawyers this week, and they all said they're banging their heads against walls. This is a death rattle. This is a temper tantrum. Well, okay, but I still don't like the University of Georgetown having a temper tantrum on me. It doesn't feel very good, but how do you expect their death throes then to roll out? Because it's just getting more shrill, more insane, kill Republicans, hashtag kill Scalise, kill, 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 kill. I mean, they're getting pretty crazy.
Yeah, this is what Donald Trump does. See, most people think the way you defeat your enemies is by putting your foot on the neck and crushing them. Unfortunately, you can't do that in politics. Not allowed. So what Donald Trump does is what we call sunlighting the vampires, okay? Instead of trying to push his opponents off to the side and silence them, he gives them center stage, puts a mic in their hand, turns on the lights, and said, okay, sing. And, you know, they can't carry a tune. And the audience is like, wow, these people can't sing. These people can't sing. So this is what he does. He did this, for instance, with Romney as Secretary of State. You know, he
puts. But how do we get him to stop flailing? How do we get the victims of this brainwashing to realize they can wake up, they can be prosperous, they don't have to flop around and have death throes along with Hillary?
Yeah, well, I tell you, social media is going to try to quiet us down and silence us. It's not going to work. It's not going to be effective, because the only way they could be effective is if they totally shut us off. And the negative goodwill from totally shutting us off, they're trying to find a balance by slowing us down. In other words, I think what they're trying to do is they're not trying to kill us. They're trying to discourage us so we lose heart.
That's exactly. They're trying to demoralize us and break our will. And that's why I'm not just saying it. I'm excited to be in thousands of newspapers a day and them lying about me and Pepe the Frog suing me. My lawyers say we're going to counter sue. He will lose 100%. I mean, it is totally fraudulent and frivolous. Doesn't matter. He's got a big fat cat liberal lawyer, though. Well, he'll get it, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Bill Mitchell of Your VoiceAmerica.tv on Periscope, Your Voice America, doing a great job. I want to get into censorship now in this segment, maybe 5 minutes the next hour. He's got to go. We got other guests joining us. But this country is in the middle of a civil war between nationalists and globalists. Trump stated it out. Americanism, not globalism. As soon as he got in, we started seeing amazing prosperity because they've been artificially siphoning it off. That's the nature of it. The globalists are tax exempt. He's trying to stop all that. That's actually very, very classically liberal. He doesn't like Amazon paying zero tax and Apple and all this crap. He says, bring it back here and knock it off. And they're all freaking out going, you're a Nazi. Because they're a bunch of greedy scum. But historian, leading historian, Silicon Valley will decide future election winners unless conservatives do something. What does Trump, what do we need to do about all the lawfare lawsuits against conservatives, libertarians, Fox News for investigating the mysterious murder of Seth Rich, which, I mean, is just incredible. They just said, don't question it. You're a conspiracy. We're going to sue you. Same stuff happening to us, Georgetown Law. Again, my lawyers have never seen anything like it. They say it'll be summary judgment. It's ridiculous. They went and looked at what I said. It's not even what they say. It's defamation in the suit, but you're protected when it's the suit. So it's a new way to get PR here. It's crazy. So I want to get his take on that. Here is the clip of the historian saying what we all know. This is coming down. We have to recognize it because all the other censorship, the probing, the manipulations, that was all a one on a Richter scale. This is a seven or eight. They're testing. They're getting us ready. This is big. And let's go to this clip.
If we do nothing, the midterms are going to be worse than you already think. A lot worse. Because never again will the network platforms in Silicon Valley allow conservative candidates to use them as Donald Trump's campaign used them in 2016. The sound of heads exploding on November the 9th, 2016 was deafening in Northern California. They couldn't believe that Facebook advertising had been so vital to Trump's success, which it was. I don't think he would have become president without Facebook. As people think more and more about this, they will, I think, begin to grasp the power of the platforms. I think the Russia issue is a distraction from the real question, which is the power in our politics of Facebook, YouTube, and the rest. So we've got to come up with a better answer than self-regulation, because self-regulation, I think, means disaster for conservatives. Yes. Conservatives are simply going to be at a disadvantage. The algorithm is already in some ways skewed against far-right elements, for sure, but who decides? Who decides who is alt-right and doesn't belong in the public sphere? After Charlottesville, there were some pretty open admissions that Silicon Valley chief executives decide, and if they don't like the cut of your jib, goodbye. You'll be on page 10 of the SIR.
Now, that is Stanford University and their free thinking society. The universities all have these to defend free speech. It's never been done before what is happening out of Georgetown, and that's government funded. Most of the university is private, but the law clinic is mainly government funded. So we're having Congress look at that right now. We're contacting the alumni as well. And you notice notice how smart the professor is and the historian. They're saying, I said nobody died, just like they said about Florida, and they don't show a clip because I didn't say that. But even if I did, they have to sue me or whatever, the families, they said it was hurtful, instead of just saying I said it and then ban us. So they're setting the precedent, we're the precedent, and they're not even picking a precedent where they're going to try to ban speech that was mean but still protected. They lie and defame me, say I said something I didn't, and then try to set the precedent to not just put you on page 10 of the search, to deplatform you. That's what the suit wants, they say, to set a precedent. So people have to recognize this is happening, and they already censored and blocked Trump. They already dialed him down. But the people overpowered it in 2016. Now they're going to not just shadow banning, but they're going to just absolutely. Steven Crowder's banned off Twitter right now for going to, you know, have one of his guys go as a robot saying, I identify as a robot. Not attacking anybody. It just shows I identify as an old shoe. I identify, you know, as this Lego here. I mean, it's just crazy. So, Bill Mitchell, your take on this. How bad is it going to get? How do we counter it? You said earlier they want to demoralize us. They want us to give up. I agree. That's it. If we fight and we keep spreading the word, they can never stop us. But we have to fight.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't demoralize a bear by poking a bear. You just make the bear mad. And that's what they're doing. They're just motivating us. They're just encouraging us. You know, one of the things that happens when you have a victory is that the base can lose their hunger because they lose a common enemy, because now all of a sudden we're in charge. They don't have a common enemy. You know, you look at the movie Independence Day and all these nations are fighting against one another. All of a sudden the alien spaceships show up, and what happens? They're all suddenly working together. And what the media does with this stuff and what Silicon Valley is doing with this stuff is they are giving us a common enemy upon which to focus our fury. So, yeah, they're really having the opposite effect. They're actually going to increase their our turnout in the long run when push comes to shove. Not these little special elections, but the main election that's coming up. Okay, as far as censorship, my show, periscope.tv/yourvoiceamerica, we're on track this month to do 4 million plays on there. I mean, it's just crazy. Our Monday night show did 187,000 plays on Periscope, and yet we never trend on Periscope. There are people that have got 10,000 plays with pictures of their cat that trend on Periscope. We never trend on Periscope. Also, we'll do things like during the show, the live show the other day, we were at like 3,500 live viewers at any given time, and we were at 3,500 live viewers, and literally within 30 seconds, we were at 500 live viewers. And everybody's like, we're getting frozen out. We're getting disconnected.
No, that's what everybody tells me. Before they started censoring me a year ago, I'd have a 500,000 on Periscope. I'd have 2 million on a lot of my videos in my backyard. And then I got a call, and it's off record, so I can't say it. Like, Facebook wants you to fly to New York, and then if you just play ball, we'll let you be big. Everybody loves you. But I didn't play ball, so then they dialed me back to where everybody gets frozen. They get kicked off.
Right.
Sometimes they'll do it real late at night. I guess the sensors aren't up, and then that'll get 300,000 views. I mean, it's crazy. It's like whack-a-mole. And again, they say, oh, it's our own platform. But they're not telling people they're doing it. And then Project Veritas, they went undercover, and they said at Twitter, Facebook, and Google, our job is censoring Alex Jones. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's really not just their platform anymore. They really have become sort of a public utility, haven't they?
Yes.
You know? So I think that they could be subject to some legal action to enforce those things. But, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I think maybe the time has come, and I've said this for a long time, that the current media, even Fox News, has got a MAGA-shaped hole in their hearts. They just don't understand us. They don't get where we're coming from. But we do. We understand what the Trump movement is. We understand what the grassroots is. So maybe it's up to us to create something new. You know, at some point, you can only complain so much about the bad guys where you say, maybe we should set up our own thing and make our own rules. And so that's one of the things we're doing on my show. You know, we're moving over a lot more to our website, yourvoiceamerica.tv, and we're going to be using a real great back end that nobody can censor us. Okay, nobody, and also we're going to be able to have the chat where we can.
That's exactly what we're doing. But then here's the problem. And I agree we should do that. Like Matt Drudge came here 2 years ago to say, get out of the electronic ghettos, use them to pull people to your own platform. We've built it, Infowars.com/show, the video feeds, the audio feeds, all that. But and I agree we should do that. Then they go after Gab. Google starts filing stuff to have Gab, and Facebook does, taken down and deplatformed off their servers, saying, oh, look, there's hate on Gab. Take their servers. Now, first they do it to Daily Stormer, who attacks me and my family and all this other crap. I never said take them down. But the point is, they take them down. And everybody goes, oh, good, get rid of those Nazis. And then next, it's us. So we have to stand for everybody's speech. That means the new Black Panther Party saying whites are the devil. That means the KKK saying all their crap. It doesn't mean we agree with it, but we have to stand for their speech or we all lose it.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, right now, the fact that Democrats are doing this, left is doing this, does not surprise me. And they are looking at an extinction-level event in November. We could have a supermajority in the Senate. We could maintain the majority in the House or even grow the majority in the House. And if that happens, there is no stopping us. By the end of the Trump presidency in 7 years, we're probably going to be looking at a 7-2 advantage in the Supreme Court for a generation. We're going to be looking at the implementation of the Trump agenda unhindered. Look how much he got done in the first.
That's right. We got to go to break. Stay there, Bill Mitchell. Let's come back and talk about that. Absolutely. We'll do 5 more minutes with him, then our next guest. I tend to probably open the phones up. There's just so much to cover here. Before I go any further, just briefly, the biggest thing in this is spreading the links, the articles, doing your own platforms. And I'm here just trying to be a mothership like Drudge does, a smaller mothership, to promote everybody because we hang together, we hang separate. But we need financial support. We've got $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage ion HEPA filter. Other leading brands are $600 to $400. All the prices are going down. We should sell this for $300. Now the price has gone down to manufacturers for like $90. So it's an amazing system that doesn't have the markup. It works so good. It is the best deal out there. Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off, InfoWarsStore.com. We had to pull this special 6 months ago after just a few days because they sold out of all their units. So act on that. Also, MycoZX, the antifungal yeast for the gut, the other side of the probiotic equation. It's 50% off after months of being sold out. It's now plus because it's stronger and a lower price. MycoZX, third hour coming up. Please spread the links.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.